Muse, Cincinnati's women's choir, presents Brave, Happy Love on June 7th and 8th under the direction of Rhonda Giuliano, who's completing her first season as Muse's artistic director. Rhonda moved from Seattle last July, and aside from weather and culture shock, it's been quite a year for you, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It's been a good year.
You said that it never occurred to you to audition for Muse's artistic director. What changed your mind?
Well, in 2012, I was at a gala chorus conference in Denver.
Explain gala.
Gala is Gay and Lesbian Association of Choruses. Well, actually, it happens about every 4 years. We have a large conference that's an international conference of choruses from all over the United States and all over the world. And I was the assistant conductor of the Seattle Women's Chorus at the time. And one of your members, Sarah Meisch, ran up to me after I conducted the women's chorus and asked me if I would apply as the artistic director for Muse, because Kathy Roma was going to retire in the next year. And of course, we were running to get our pictures taken, and it was chaotic outside. And I just nodded my head and said, yeah, sure. Thinking, Cincinnati, where is that?
Yeah, you soon found out.
I did find out.
And you came in for an interview and were offered the job and moved here along with your partner in July. And it's never easy to take over leadership from someone as iconic as Kathy Roma. How's the transition been going?
That is true. I'm a huge fan of Kathy, let's put it that way. And to follow in her footsteps, it's been a challenge and it's been wonderful at the same time. I'm really blessed to be here. I think because Muse and the members of Muse were so thoughtful of this process, knowing how difficult it would be to transition after having an artistic leader for 30 years, they put things in place that were really thoughtful and helped the transition. For instance, the fall concert, they had a guest artist already in place before I came, and she was
Melanie DeMore,
and Melanie DeMore has sung with Muse several times, and just a wonderful presence to pull this together, introducing me as a new artistic director. And she's a wonderful singer and a wonderful spiritual leader and just can calm the presence of everyone. And I think that that concert was so thoughtful that having her there, having Muse on board, and having my new artistic input at the same time just reassured our audiences and our members that things would be okay.
Well, let's talk about Brave, Happy Love. What inspired the title?
Brave, Happy Love. I think the issues that our country, the issues that we are facing today had a lot to do with this title. I'm thinking social justice in the arena of adoption of children with same-sex couples. I'm thinking of gay marriage and same-sex marriage and how it's not unified across the borders here in the United States. They're difficult issues, and each state is having to deal with it on their own. For instance, I am married in the state of Washington. I am not married here in Ohio. It's frustrating. The rights are not equal. We also have some members of our fifth section who are transgendered. That has come to the forefront of a lot of our discussions lately, the issues they are faced with on a daily basis that we would not even think about. Also has to do with marriage or having children in the workplace and even completing school and high school. It is difficult when people feel they do not belong. It's difficult for them to proceed with their lives.
You started the first choir for gay and lesbian youth and their allies in Seattle, and they're legendary now. This is Diverse Harmony.
Yes, Diverse Harmony is now in its 11th season, almost 12th season. It was started because I used to be in the classroom. I was an educator for 27 years, and I noticed that the young people felt safe in my classroom because I was a choral and drama teacher, but they did not feel safe outside in the regular school hallways. And I just felt really led to start a youth chorus. So it is a Gay-Straight Alliance youth chorus that became a safe haven for these young people. It does have 60, 65 members right now, and it is flourishing in Seattle.
And it is the inspiration for a group that's being called Diverse City, and it's making its premiere performance with Muse at Brave, Happy Love.
It is. I'm so excited about this. I think anytime we can provide opportunity for our young people to have a safe place and especially a place to perform the arts and be creative, it's just a step in the right direction. And Lindsay Deaton is starting this group, and Muse is helping in this endeavor, and I'm just very proud of them.
And they're going to be joining the choir singing a mashup of Roar and Brave, Katy Perry. So it's quite a program. It's everything from a Broadway standard to
Pharrell Williams, spirituals. Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. Rosefony Powell arranged this for us. It is a stunning piece, just a powerful piece. Simply Love is a beautiful moving piece about love among two women. Let's see, we have I Ain't Afraid, which touches on the harm that religion can do. Not necessarily spiritual harm by any means, but
what people say in the name of their God.
What people say in the name of their God, absolutely. That very, very powerful messages, stories being told through the music. Brandi Carlile, The Story, is being sung, and that's a powerful piece too.
And there's also a premiere.
There is. There's a piece being written by Evan Cerency called When I Was a Boy. And Evan is a very open person right now that is being transgendered from female to male. It has been a very emotional, hard decision. And Evan is a friend of mine, so I asked if he would be willing to write a commission for Muse. The piece is whimsical in a way, and yet very strong emotional connection to it, and dramatic, because those are all the feelings and emotions that Evan is going through right now. And it talks about when he was a boy, even though he was born a girl. He used to think, I'm a boy, and thought that way. And the realization one day that, oh my gosh, my hormones are changing, I'm a girl, was a rude awakening. And just the struggles that, you know, a transgendered person goes through, we have no idea that that's happening inside their mind and their bodies.
Well, as you wind up your first season with Muse, how would you characterize the year?
It's been a whirlwind. That's how I can characterize it. It's been wonderful. I am so happy that I have had this opportunity to move to Cincinnati. I love Cincinnati. I love the city. I love the restaurants. I love Reds baseball. So I love everything about the city. And Muse has just been a joy. It's been challenging. It's been eye-opening. And yet, I'm very much at peace with this move. And I personally am in the right place today.
Well, you also are the director of music at Mount Washington Presbyterian Church, correct?
I am. Just happened to be here at the right time when the full-time position of director of music ministry opened up at Mount Washington. And they were very instrumental in helping to bring me out here so I could be in this position with Muse.
And what are you looking forward to in your next season with Muse?
I'm looking forward to just meeting more people and growing the audience, trying to really focus on our social change as well in our music and keep that moving forward. We're doing a concert in the fall. It's a collaboration with the Cincinnati Ringing Collaboration Organization, which is a handbell group that just performs with other organizations. And the title of that concert is Sing, Ring, Swing.
Well, that sounds like so much fun. Thank you so much. My guest is Rhonda Giuliano, Artistic Director of Muse, Cincinnati Women's Choir. And here's a spoiler alert. I sing second alto with Muse, and I'm looking forward to Brave Happy Love on June 7th and 8th at the School for Creative and Performing Arts. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.